So the question is about restriction, or you can say responsible use of social media. That's a very, very difficult thing that many, many parents are challenged by. Many individuals are challenged by that. And they don't know what to do. And I don't have any magic for it either. Right? I'm just praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that something happens to make this clearer. Because what happens is parents understand. So they try to restrict their children. The children start feeling like the parents are killjoys. Which basically means that they don't want us to do anything fun. They just don't want us to play. You just don't want me to play. I've heard children saying that. So initially children just don't understand what the harm is because they've just not seen the other side, or they've not seen the harm. They've not seen it in retrospect. Then when the children get a bit older and they start reading things, and then they actually start, other things start filtering through from other places that say, look, there is a harm in here and it is very addictive and this is what it'll do to you and so on. Then they start realizing, but they just can't get rid of the addiction. I've known of children, I know children who like, I know I've got an issue. I can't help it. So there's a few things that if you're at that stage where the children doesn't believe the parent, then tell somebody else to explain to the children so that it doesn't sound biased coming from the parent. One thing you can do is on social media itself, there's quite a few nice articles or presentations on YouTube, etc., that show the harms of these things from experts. So look, you don't believe me? Listen to this guy. He's on YouTube. So find something like that and let them listen to that. Again, it's just very different because we're talking about addiction here. So then the other thing that we do is that we regulate, especially for the younger children and for as far as possible for the older children, we regulate how they use it. So number one, you need to have a parental lock on it as far as possible, so that it shuts off. I mean, I know some parents with their children, the phone, the internet will shut off at 10 o'clock. You can't use it after that. You might still have the phone, but you can't use it, for example. Likewise, the internet. Then there needs to be what kind of sites they can go to. That needs to be governed. So the parents basically need to learn how to do that. Otherwise, the children are sometimes a lot more savvy about these things. So you have to be a step ahead in some cases. And make a lot of dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and just keep reinforcing. And inshallah, Allah protect them and protect all of us. But there's no magic to this. It's something so many parents are struggling with. And sometimes the society is not helping at all. In one family, the child goes to a very specific college, a very good college, and they pride themselves of being paperless, paper-free. So they give everybody an iPad for free to use. And then they're complaining to the family that, you know, your son who's at school, he's falling asleep in class, he's not doing his work properly. So the parent just said, this is your fault. We have kept them away from too many gadgets. They can only play in the weekend. But with your thing, he's playing at night. He's on it at night. And the problem with that particular iPad I was given, you can't even put a software on there, so you can't even put parental lock. So this is what's happening. Oh no, we're a paper-free school, so we, you know, but I'm going to take the feedback. It's just you can't win with some of these things. It's like they thrust it on you. Schools, if they want to give iPads, they should be very specific iPads that can only do certain things that are related to education. But we live in a free world. A very, 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 very free world, which unfortunately is just too free sometimes. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us. Jazakallah khair for listening. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you. And if you're finding this useful, you know, as they say, do that like button and subscribe button and forward it on to others. Jazakallah khair and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.